It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. It is the day after Amazon's breakup with New York City, and Mayor de Blasio is blaming the tech company itself.
I had conversations with top-level Amazon executives about additional investments they needed to make in the community, in mass transit, and other community improvements, the fact that they had to engage the labor community. They had to address real and meaningful controversies like the ICE issue.
And de Blasio wasn't the only one who suggested that Amazon simply doesn't know how to play politics the way New York City expects its suitors to. So as residents and politicians continue to sort through the rubble of this failed Amazon deal, why it happened, what it means, we turn to Carolyn Adolph. She's a reporter at KUOW Public Radio in Seattle. She's also co-host of the station's podcast, Primed. It's all about the iconic company's past, present, and future. Thanks for joining us, Carolyn.
Hey, thank you.
So based on your experience in Seattle, which is, of course, Amazon's hometown, what do you make of Mayor de Blasio's line of argument here? Is that how Amazon acts in Seattle, not being able to sit down and play politics, give some, take some?
Well, this is, okay, it's very sad. I can understand why Mayor de Blasio thinks that a big company like Amazon should be able to put on its big boy pants and go to the table and discuss these things. But what we learned in Seattle is that Amazon doesn't view its public role this way. It looks at the situation and says, tell us again why it is that we are bringing tens of thousands of high-paid jobs to your city, and that is not enough for you.
Yeah. Has Amazon done anything to help Seattle out or mitigate its impact there?
It's done a few things. We have a homelessness crisis. Amazon put a homeless shelter into its headquarters footprint. That is something significant, but it did not do the deep stuff. It hasn't engaged on infrastructure. And frankly, we had a tax discussion go extremely sideways here.
Yeah, please tell us more about that.
Oh, okay. The head tax. Washington State doesn't allow a local income tax. And so there's been no way to help pay for some of the cost of fast growth here using an income tax on all those nicely high-paid salaries that Amazon keeps generating. And so City Council decided early last year and through the middle of the year that what the solution was, place a tax on employment. It wasn't super expensive. It was going to generate only about $70 million. But they came directly into the crosshairs of Amazon. Amazon said, hey, you're going to do that? Fine. You know what? We're just going to stop building stuff. Okay, we'll stop building and then we won't have buildings to put people in and we'll put those people elsewhere. How about that, Seattle? What we've learned from all that is that with Amazon, there's not so much of a negotiating table. It's their way or they'll spin on their heels and find somebody else.
Is it fair to say that Amazon started looking for a new headquarters because of this controversy in Seattle?
The decision to go look for a second headquarters really derived from the negativity that Amazon executives and workers were experiencing in Seattle, where they were finding that the company was being blamed for all of the problems that their growth had helped to create. There was a large explosion of jobs here that created traffic problems, spiked the rent, spiked housing prices, and people were angry and they were literally bad-mouthing Amazon in the street. These young tech companies, they really don't want to take on these public roles, these public discussions. And then slowly they grow into it. We've seen this more and more with Microsoft, but Amazon is just not there yet. It's the college quarterback who feels it's entitled to find a nice, pretty girl to be on his arm, and that's the end of it.
Some commentators are saying that because of this thing that just happened in New York City, that we scared away Amazon by playing too tough. If Seattle has given those vibes to Amazon, what's your take on the company and the future of attracting tech companies?
Well, in the first place, this company from the HQ2 process has a deep, deep book on all the other cities that it can easily set up shop in without a word of dissent. And you can look at that and go, yeah, New York's the head on the stick now that is going to tell these cities definitely stay quiet, just accept whatever you're given. But maybe in the long run, Amazon is going to find, as it continues to deal with cities, that there is a table, that they do have to sit down, and they do have to start to have some of these discussions.
Yeah. We've been speaking with KUOW's Carolyn Adolph. Thanks so much, Carolyn.
Thank you.